how Canada is faring with regard to the pandemic, and let's get to the bottom of it. He is an associate professor at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Dr. Zane Shagla is here. Dr. Shagla, good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's the current status of coronavirus in Canada?
We were having fairly good control up till about kind of the beginnings of September, and now we're starting to see a little bit more transmission, particularly in that demographic of under 40. Thankfully, it hasn't really hit our healthcare utilization, but obviously knowing of what's happened around the world, there's obviously a little concern that it's starting to head in that direction.
Okay, and so we see this thing going up, going down everywhere. What do you credit to the success, as much as you have it in Canada, success with the pandemic? What are you doing right?
So I think the number of things. One is we've had relatively good political coordination across all spectrums, and not a significant amount of bipartisan hindrance of escalating testing, getting healthcare capacity up there. Mm-hmm. I think Canadians took well to the universal controls in terms of masking, physical distancing, staying home when sick, getting tested, and governments that at least try to make this as accessible as possible to people. And thirdly, I think, because we have a public healthcare system, I think Canadians really do understand the consequences of unchecked COVID-19 transmission, in the sense that if we overwhelm a healthcare system, it's going to have impacts on all of us because we're the ones that have to access it too. So I think, there certainly were wins there, and I think our leadership did step up to get us up to steam originally, and we're enjoying relatively low rates of transmission, at least did for the last few weeks, and at least have the surveillance systems to know when things are starting to get out of control.
And how much have the Canadian politicians and leaders deferred to the scientific community on this?
Yeah, I think, and one of the big things is the leadership has definitely had two-way conversations with the science tables. We've had a number of agencies throughout the provinces really contributing scientific knowledge and really integrating that scientific knowledge into how we practice. Both from a community level and at a hospital level. I don't want to throw shade on the United States, but I think, the politicization of testing, of therapies, of personal protection, all that stuff really has caused a lot of murkiness just looking as a bystander, whereas I think our political leaders have really coordinated well with our healthcare leaders in terms of fairly consistent messaging to our population.
That's okay. We don't mind the shade. We expect the shade. It's perfectly okay, Dr. Shagla. And talk about, is part of it the demographic literal layout of Canada, how sort of spread out the population is there?
I mean, it does help. We have regions of Canada that are relatively poor traveled, and they've seen relatively low amounts of COVID-19, or Atlantic provinces, some of the prairie provinces. The urban centers have certainly seen a bit more COVID-19, and remember, most of our urban centers outside of Alberta are within about 2 to 3 hours of the U.S. border.
Right.
There has been transmission that's certainly been seen there, and they've been the centers that there's been struggles. In some senses, having a very large geographic population is helpful. For some of those smaller areas where there's more space for people to distance. But yeah. Again, our urban centers are still urban centers, and there's people that are living in very close settings too.
How important was it for Canada to close the borders when you did?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the studies of how COVID came into Canada, and some of that data is emerging, it really came in through the United States and the UK and return travelers from those areas. The border closures, I think, they're very tough, obviously, being a large neighbor and a large both trading ally and a tourist ally.
Yeah.
But they were essential, and they had to be done early. And there is some criticism made that weren't done early enough. It's easy enough to control it in our population. It was getting very hard to control it in the population when there were a significant number of people coming back from the United States and transmitting it within their own communities and families.
Right, right. Are Canadians more disciplined than we are in the U.S.?
I think, again, the buy-in to the public health interventions, there's been much less of the politicization. There's been much less of a group that's been very, very denialistic of COVID-19. I think most people understand where this has come from. And I think we give up a little bit of our independence to work with the national identity and understand we have very public resources. Yeah. And it's all our part to actually contribute to it.
And curious about that part of it, the single-payer healthcare system that Canada has, Dr. Shagla. And I'm wondering whether whether the country of Canada had periods during the pandemic so far where your hospitals were overrun with patients.
Yeah, there were some hospitals that really got hit hard, particularly again in the urban centers and the outskirts. I think one of the major issues with the healthcare system, which was an unfortunate consequence of all of this, is in preparation for what we were seeing, what was happening in the United States and Italy and China, we did shut down a lot of services, so surgeries and yeah. procedures and routine care that patients sorely needed. And unfortunately, I think, as with everyone else, we're catching up with this now. It's in a public system, it's a whole lot harder to get the efficiency to start rolling people back through the system. But that, you know, was a consequence of it for sure. We never got overrun to the point where people were in hallways and we were opening up tents. But there were certainly some downstream effects of what happened.
What about equipment? What about what we now know so well as PPE availability?
So we are still having issues with the N95 respirators. That's been mm-hmm. an ongoing issue right from the beginning. And I think, unfortunately, again, some of the politics has led to 3M not necessarily getting a robust supply to Canada. Our politicians and industry have stepped up significantly, though. There's been a lot of public-private partnerships and really a lot of work done such that in the next few months, hopefully we become completely self-sustainable for personal protective equipment. So right now we've had a little bit of prioritization, a little bit of some scarce supplies that have been going very, very slowly to certain places. But hopefully those N95 respirators will catch up soon. And again, as we become self-sufficient, it hopefully becomes a resource that we have ready access to long term.
And how, Dr. Shagla, does Canada prepare for a potential second wave of coronavirus?
Yeah, I mean, we're all grappling with this as we're starting to see some of that spread into the young population. We've opened universities, we've opened schools again. I think we again, really are working on messaging, particularly kind of private gatherings where we're seeing a lot of transmission in people's homes or family get-togethers and that type of thing. At really kind of putting people back into being a part of the national identity and contributing to the national identity of being a part of this, of protecting our vulnerable populations and that type of thing. But it is tough, and I think that population has been very difficult to reach in many other places, and unfortunately it's not immune to it here. So this is the next phase of what we're dealing with, and hopefully in the coming weeks we'll have some control in that population.
Yeah, let's hope so too. What kinds of restrictions are your businesses in at present, Dr. Shagla?
So dependent on different regions, but more populated regions, again, everything is relatively open other than things, really high risk things like sports venues and concerts and that type of thing. Bars, restaurants are open. Nightclubs are relatively not open or that people aren't allowed to really mingle. They're kind of stuck to their tables as part of it. But we do have most things open as part of this. It was a gradual phased up approach, though, and it took some time to get to this point. It wasn't opened right away by any means.
And will you have less economic fallout as a result of everything that you've done so far?
It's tough to tell. I think that the other part is we also did a relatively aggressive job at supporting the population that needed to stay home when times were bad. That it is a lot of money that went out to it, and that did contribute to some of the economic fallout from all of this. We definitely have had restaurant shops, businesses that have closed because they just could not support themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I think this balanced approach of gradually going into things, monitoring things, being precise about openings and closures is the best we can do given the times to minimize the economic fallout. But time will tell whether or not we have to go back into another lockdown and again, the economic fallout that happens from that, for sure.
Yeah, indeed. Nobody has that particular crystal ball. Dr. Chagla, any advice for us here in the U.S. of A.?
I mean, I think the biggest thing coming out and the biggest thing as a bystander is, you know, the science is the science. And you know, there's been incredible innovation that's been through the United States in pharmaceuticals, in vaccines, and in many other factors that have helped the world. But really that politicization of the science and many poor examples in the past of how it's happened, you know, has to stop. And from a global community standpoint, and to your own citizen standpoint, you know, the science needs to be the science and the politics needs to be the politics.
Words to live by. Dr. Zane Chagla, thank you for being here. We appreciate your input and continued success to our neighbors to the north.
No problem. All the best.
That is Dr. Zane Chagla. He is an associate professor at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario. Two separate issues, science and politics.